Welcome back to Toreador Part 2, The Sexy Ones. In my last video, we talked quite a bit about the clan, the history of where they came from, but one thing we didn't talk about were some of the clan variants, and I would like to go over those with you now, along with some of the changes that they made from 20th Anniversary Edition to 5th Edition. I had talked about the Toreador being slaves to their artistic whimsy. Basically, whatever their muse was can hold their attention for a very long and extended period of time. Considering vampires, time doesn't mean anything to them. The way this has been represented in the new 5th edition from the classic versions has changed a little bit. In the classic versions of Vampire the Masquerade, anything that caught a Toreador's attention, be it paintings, a sexy picture, neon signs, or even a sunrise, they would stand there and burn to death in the sunrise. And in order to break this fixation that was causing the Toreador to just stand there, awestruck, they had to pass a will save roll. Otherwise, they would literally stand there transfixed and helpless. This trait was also the reason that Toreador are more likely to fall in love with a human mortal. And another thing that was counterintuitive to this affliction was the fact that any Toreador trying to engage in some sort of artistic project, anything that they found was art. But this could also be things in the more dark and savage nature, like murder or serial killing. The interpretation of art to a Toreador is completely open. Their fixation towards art, or whatever they perceive to be art, also prevented them from achieving its mastery. My take or my interpretation on this would be the fact that you're so engaged in trying to gain the skills of whatever it is you're doing, and you're wanting to do it all on your own. At some point, you think you're so good, you stop taking advice from others who are more skilled than you, but it just doesn't register, or the vampire thinks that they know more than the master of whatever the craft is. The thought of a vampire turning down tips from Dalmer because they feel that they can eat people better, that's a little concerning. Now in 5th edition, the mechanics around this change just a little bit. Toreadors still have their aesthetic fixation. They desire their perception of beauty so strongly that when they are not in the setting or the surroundings that conform to what this is, they lose dice. The Toreador desire their beauty, or whatever it is they perceive, to be beautiful or artistic, and if they're not in the setting or in an environment that supports this, they will literally hurt in its absence. Mechanically, the way that this works out, the severity of your bane for the aesthetic fixation, you lose that many dice from your dice pool. At least when you're using disciplines. And obsession is still very much a problem for a Toreador, and not in the romantic, I want to be with you all the time kind of way. This is more a dark, stalkery, I'm going to murder you kind of way. A Toreador can still be caught off guard by a sudden appearance of beauty. A beautiful person, blood spatter, artwork, it all still applies. The vampire will be unable to take away their attention from whatever has drawn it, and any actions taken receive a 2-dice penalty for trying to do something that doesn't involve the object of desire. And this keeps going until the scene ends, or the item of obsession can no longer be viewed or is no longer visible. Now, one clan variant that I want to talk about that I think is neat, although really only applies to some of the older games, unless you really want to make them have a comeback, that would be the Nephilim. It is believed that the Nephilim died out in the Dark Ages, as none have been seen since this period in time. Their bloodline was cult-like in the sense that they revered the fallen Methuselah Michael. Now, Michael was born Mikael. The name just sort of took on the English pronunciation over time. He was the Toreador Methuselah that had the dream, which was talked about in the last video. Now, the Nephilim line was started by the two-childer from Michael, Paul Bathalos and Pacorianus. When Michael died, he was given near deification status within the cult and his own bloodline, among the same status as the Archangel Michael. The clan refers to his death as his ascension. Paul and Pacorianus, they developed a rite that could cleanse the Toreador bloodline so that they too could ascend to godhood. These Nephilim, or this clan, was infused with such a powerful longing for their fallen Methuselah that it actually put the clan curse on hold for them because, as a whole clan, they desired one thing. This also resulted in a discipline known as the Path of Archangel. There is a branch of the Islamic Toreador called the Reyn el-Fin. Their easier to pronounce nickname is called the Scribes. This is mostly because any who are in this bloodline tend to favor writing, scripts, calligraphy, architecture, and cartography. So of course, they are located out of Egypt and Persia. Their havens will almost always be filled with some sort of grandiose calligraphy or verses from the Quran. This clan also pursued education in holy texts or holy scripts, and they pushed this education not only for themselves, but for mortals as well. This current bloodline is having an extreme civil conflict between its elders and the neonates. I guess there's nothing really civil about the conflict. It's gonna get violent soon. The elders are trying to preserve every form of art, whether it pertain to their own religion or not. They want to protect the art and the status of previous religious symbols. However, the new neonates coming up, they view this as an affront against their god, and they are trying to have these old religious artifacts, they don't want to see them continue. Now we get to the most dark and perverted clan variant, the Toreador Anti-Tribune. Imagine everything the Camarilla stands for and turn it on its head. They are just as good looking as the rest of their clanmates. However, don't let this fool you. There is a sick and twisted nature to them, as many of the Anti-Tribune, their version of art is found in suffering. Unsurprisingly, one of these variants' main disciplines is vicissitude. Just because. Now, within the history of the Anti-Tribune, there really is a distinct variant in their bloodline. Some members of the Toreador Anti-Tribune who were human once were part of Zentossa's revenant family. Zentossa are born with the ability to use vicissitude, and when they were embraced to become a Toreador, this ability to use vicissitude continued. They were still able to do this. They also retained their need for hedonism. What this leads up to is these particular Toreador, they have a obsession or a compulsion for cruelty. You should be afraid of a Toreador Anti-Tribune who has their sights set on you, because it's not going to be good for you. They can make the Zemisi look like a walk in the park. Now, there was also some version differences around the Anti-Tribune between 2nd edition and revised edition. In the 2nd edition, the Toreador could find their compulsion or their obsession within great ugliness. Being so incredibly ugly could be so beautiful to them. In revised edition, this was changed so that the ugliness was on the inside of them. They had to make a willpower check to resist the urge to hurt somebody when the opportunity arose. Now, the darkest of dark clan variants for the Toreador are the Volgiri. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. They are a secret bloodline of Toreador Anti-Tribune. The Volgiri were experts in what vicissitude could be. They were the masters of what this discipline could do. The Volgiri have been able to reintegrate themselves back into the Camarilla. They have done this with an agreement that nobody knows about, and for good reason. For one, this bloodline was defecting from the Sabbat, and the Camarilla gained access to thousands of years of dark arts and sorcery by allowing this bloodline to join. Now, with it comes a lot of baggage, as well as monsters who just find what they do the most beautiful thing on the planet, which would literally turn the stomach of anyone who saw it. So the Camarilla has made up false names and false meetings throughout history and forged things so that it looks like it's a whole new clan just happening to join the Camarilla. Working in any of the changing breeds here would be relatively easy if you're working with a Toreador. It's very possible that the concept of a human changing shape into a different animal would be wholly beautiful to the right Toreador. I would have a leaning towards the Ananasi. For the regular Toreador who isn't a psycho, I would probably suggest the Ananasi, the were-spiders. Just the way that they conduct things, their precision, their cold calculated emotions, while being similar to vampires in how they function, this would potentially be a draw for other Toreador. The fact that they are also so strange would also be a good draw for other versions of Toreador. And for the Psycho Toreador, it wouldn't be that much of a stretch for the Ratkin to be working with some of those anti-tribu as well. This clan, I feel, opens up quite a bit of doors to blend other aspects of World of Darkness quite easily with them. If you would like to look at some of the other vampire clans that I've done, then please check this playlist on your screen now. Thank you to all of my patrons for your ongoing support of me and the channel. Your support has greatly helped. My name's Nathaniel. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.